Now to our next stop in the best book I read this summer. Today, you have someone who reads a lot, the bookshelf, Kate Evans. Normally, you hear her asking questions about books. Kate, this time the shoe's on the other foot.
Yes, indeed. But what a pleasure it is to talk to you anyway, Richard.
Well, I know you read vociferously and professionally. It's your job to read and then talk about the books. But what was the best book you read this summer?
You know, that is an impossible question, and it's nearly killed me since you asked me a week ago to think about this, because all I could think about was every book I'd liked, every book I found problematic, every book that I didn't want to not mention. And so I decided I would just stick to one and I'll make an argument for why I liked it, but I'm not going to say it's the best thing because I can't do those lists.
No, I know. It was actually mischief to put it to you, I think. Okay, what have you come up with?
It's a collection of essays called Mothers, Fathers and Others by the American writer Siri Hustvedt. And I know that's how you say it because I did interview her and I was worried about how to pronounce her name. Now, she's a Norwegian-American writer. Mm-hmm. She writes novels, and I actually think she's one of the best writers of visual art. I think she describes art so beautifully in her fiction so that you actually want to go and see what she's imagined or touch it or, you know, look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
But these are sort of reflective, critical essays that she's written. They're actually a bit of a mixture. She writes memoir, she's written analysis, she's written about reading during the plague.
I have to say, this is non-fiction, Kate. I was totally expecting you to tell me about a novel or a book of short stories.
Oh, look, I should have explained. I'll tell you why. It's because during the year I read 3 or 4 novels a week. And so over summer, what I need as an antidote to it is some nonfiction or some critical work or something that just makes me read and think in a different way.
Palate cleanser.
Yeah, although, to be honest, I read trashy fantasy as a palate cleanser as well. But sometimes I feel I need something that's got a different sort of intellectual heft to it, and I find it really hard to find the time to read those things during the year.
Yeah. So why, I mean, you've already talked about some of the things that she covers in this collection, Mothers, Fathers and Others. But why do you like these sorts of, because these are literary essays, really.
Well, it's such a beautiful form. I mean, it's like reading articles in the London Review of Books or the New Yorker or whatever. They can do so much actually often they're quite long essays. Mm. But it's about ideas, and I love reading about ideas. And, of course, fiction is full of them as well. But something that adds that critical edge, which is something I think about all the time, you know, as a reviewer, as somebody who's interviewing authors all the time, what does it mean to think critically about what we read and how do we do it and what's the sort of muscle that you're working when you do it?
When you're reading through the year, and, of course, you're into that now, doing 3 or 4 novels a week, can you kind of sequester off a bit of time just for reading for pleasure?
That is such a hard question. I'm never quite sure what it means, to be honest, Richard, and in a good way, because...
Well, I mean not for work, basically.
I do when I can, but also is reading for pleasure? Is that why we read? I guess that's what I mean about being not sure about that question, because I think sometimes what I like to do is read for discomfort or read to be pushed somewhere or read to think about the world in a different way. So I'm not sure that the reason I read, and reading absolutely defines me, I'm not sure that I ever read for pleasure, or rather it's not the main reason I read. I read as a sense-making tool and it does lots of things. Some of it's pleasure and some of it's that sort of squirming, stiffen your spine kind of reading.
All right. So book of essays from Siri Hustvedt. What is next?
Well, To Paradise by Hanya Yanigahara is the book that I've just finished. And as you can see, it's 700 pages long, and that was a bit of a wrestle. But next week, we've got a book club edition of the bookshelf. And so I'm reading Daphne du Maurier's Rebecca, which I'd actually never read before. And I'm about halfway through, and it's an extraordinary piece of writing.
I love that. When one reads something which is a classic, it's part of the canon, and everybody assumes that you've read it, and you realise you haven't, And it's a new discovery.
It's also slightly embarrassing in a job like mine because people always presume that you've always already read all the things you should have read, and I haven't.
Well, I'm going to continue to think of you that way. Kate, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Richard.
Kate Evans presents The Bookshelf with Cathy McCullough. It's on Saturday mornings at 10. It's one of my favourite things to listen to on Radio National.